you know them, but you hear them, but you don't know them in order, you don't come out. But now, because you took it, the way you presented it, I can think of Doug. Just connect it real.
Amen.
You know.
And that's something that we can see, you know.
Yes.
We can't see Holy Spirit.
We can see a Doug.
We take Holy Spirit by faith.
Yeah. I like the way that she did. She showed these things. The Holy Spirit is not the emblem, but the emblems is a word picture of who He is.
Amen.
And every emblem.
Okay, why is the Holy Spirit not the emblems?
He's the Holy Spirit. He's a person.
He's a divine person.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That you
we
can't see.
We already studied that. But for Him, you see, Holy Spirit want to connect with us so much. Mm-hmm. Until He will show us emblems that He used. And when we discover the character and the personality of a dove, you know, then go ahead, Apostle.
But he's a person. You can't see him with your natural eye, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But he's there. He came to be with us. Every time there was an emblem of the water, that they, you know, the rock, the water that came from the rock, the dove that helped Noah find the leaf. These emblems and symbols of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's who we're going to learn about as we interact with them. The oil in the lamps, when the you know, that represents the Word. The Word came from the heart of God, the Holy Spirit. The five virgins that had plenty of oil in their lamps, they trimmed their lamps, they kept oil in their lamps so they would be ready.
Mm-hmm.
The foolish virgins ran out of oil. They ran out of oil.
Uh-huh.
They let it run down, and they had to go buy new oil. We have to, if we maintain the Word in our heart, that's the knowledge of the Holy Spirit to us. All of the Word came through Him. These emblems help us understand Him.
Amen.
And we get a visual of what He's like and who He's like. And the Holy Spirit has been misrepresented by many people.
Amen.
To some, He's the one that makes you shout. To some, some people learn who God is and they receive wisdom. They appreciate the knowledge and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And even after that happens, you have to trust that knowledge and wisdom. You have to act on it. But every time, every emblem of the Holy Spirit, it aids us in understanding who He is and what He'll help us do and how He responds. You know, each emblem, I believe there's a way to connect each emblem to the seven spirits of God. The Holy Spirit manifests Himself seven ways to us. He gives us knowledge. He gives us wisdom, knowledge, counsel. Even the fear of the Lord is represented in the things that He's done, the emblems that the Lord provided us with, so that we can understand, so that we can cooperate with it. Now, I talk a lot about relationship, following God, following the Holy Spirit, because the things that He helped me understand, it's off the charts. Some things I've learned, it took time for me to put it in words. The Lord can say one sentence or statement, and you understand volumes of information.
Amen.
So what this is.
Yeah. And sometimes you can put it in words. Sometimes it takes a while before you can put it in words.
Mm-hmm.
But you have an understanding in the core of you, in your heart. There's no trouble that Israel got into. The Holy Spirit would provide them with the aid they needed. And when they acted on it, it worked every time. The Holy Spirit guided Jesus to different people at strategic times. So that when we read the Word of God, he knew by the Holy Spirit that generations would read about it. Now, in the apostles' day, in the disciples' day, He didn't tell them how many generations would happen before He returned. They needed to be focused on Him.
Amen.
that may have been too much for them to comprehend. In my ministry, some of the things that the Lord did was greater than what I could comprehend, and he wouldn't tell me. He told me what to do, and I'd do it. As long as you can activate the anointing by faith. As long as you're operating under the anointing, it's working. Heaven's going to respond to it. Now, when the Lord needed me to believe something that was necessary, he would speak the same thing repetitiously. And I used to wonder why he did it, because under normal circumstances, he would only, to get me in faith, he would only speak it once or twice. Once I was in faith, then I was in faith. And let's say he gave me an instruction, he'll tell me once. And I didn't do it in time, he might tell me one more time. And then he'll stop. But the times he kept speaking the same thing repetitiously, I was in faith about it, but he kept doing it. I noticed things about the Holy Spirit like that. He was preparing me to believe for something that was necessary. And he did the same thing with Peter and John, Peter and all the disciples. If he would have said, it's going to be about 2,000 years before I return, you know, it didn't work that. He did tell them that they would die. He told Peter that, you know, when you were young, you went where you wanted to, but when you're old, they're going to carry you where they want to carry you. And so that had to happen. So Peter was looking for the return, and then he knew that he was going to die. But he preached that Jesus will return, just like he was supposed to. And he said that, you know, well, what about John? He said, well, if he stay here till I return, what is that to you? You follow me. So they didn't know when he would come back. We know that it was thousands of years before he'll return. We're expecting them now. But he'll give you what you can receive. You stay in faith, and he can operate. Sometimes we don't have the vision for the whole plan or faith for the whole plan. But as long as we're doing our part, he's going to build on it. And you have to, whatever he revealed on you, I learned some things from him. Whatever he do, I'll just believe it. And I'll speak it. And I'll determine myself to do my part. This is what the emblems help us to do. It helps us to trust him. Every emblem helps us to trust him. The dove, love, that's a bird that just will not hang around evil. If a dove comes around you, that bird trusts you, and because they sense something of God in you. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. He's holy. He's not unholy. He hates sin. He will not sin. He will not do you wrong. He will not lead you astray. Everything he do is holy, and the Lord watches to see how we handle holy things. And how we handle, how we operate, how we respond to the Holy Spirit. The way we respond to the Holy Spirit can determine what God will do with you next. In ministry, some ministries don't graduate because of their response to the Holy Spirit. If a person can, I wasn't going to use that. I just saw something. Remember in Jezebel in Revelation. The Lord gave her time to repent. This is a person that got saved. They believed on Jesus, but they started committing adultery. And the Lord gave her a space of time to repent. And if she didn't repent, she was going to be judged, and he was going to kill her children with death. If she didn't repent, this is a person who can believe on Jesus, who can go back to the world and justify it. So the children that come up after her, she's put a lot of hurdles in their path. They seen their parent do wrong and go blatantly against God. And the Lord said he'll kill her children with death. If she can do that, and she bear fruit after her type, then the children can do wrong too. In other words, if people can deny the Holy Spirit and not listen to him and do something else, they produce people that can easily do the same thing. It would be very difficult for the people under a ministry that quenches the Holy Spirit to become receptive to the Holy Spirit. It can happen, but what they've done is put a lot of hurdles in the path of the people. It will take a lot of faith and a lot of determination. They don't see the value. They couldn't learn the value of following God and yielding to the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit have his way, because they never seen it before. And the pastor quenched the Holy Spirit, so the people, they don't expect any better. And because the pastor did it, they do it. Some, you know, in the last class we were doing this comparison. People don't learn the new of the kingdom because they trust what they're doing. People obey what they trust. Remember that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Regis Philbin used to say, is that your final answer? Well, sometimes people's final answer is the protocols of the church. The Holy Spirit comes in, they see miracles forming, and they quench it. No, we don't do that here. That's their final answer. So the Holy Spirit has to move on. They wouldn't receive something as holy as the person of the Holy Spirit. They quenched him. They'll never learn what's next unless they get killed. As an individual, they can go to the scriptures. That's probably something that we all have in common. We went to churches that didn't teach about the Holy Spirit, and we read the scriptures and we wanted more, and we went where they taught it. That's the same thing we have to do with him. And the Holy Spirit has so much to say.
Amen.
Now, there's a party going on inside. Because I know what's going to happen when people start receiving him.
Amen.
His wisdom is so far advanced compared to what we know. And I knew this a long time ago. I'm seeing more people. Okay, man. But you see where he's going. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your wisdom.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, I invite you to show me whatever the most important things. Help me see you. Help me do all that's in your heart.
Amen.
And help me not fail. Help me train.
Yes.
Help me
yes.
to receive yes. all this that you want to do. I trust you with everything I have. In yes. Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.